quickening. Quickening simply means to come to life, or, in the bigger, more accurate picture, to have the spirit enter and activate the earthly body. The Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, states, for example, "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies also through his spirit which dwells in you." It's an obscure word, and not one that's likely to come up often in conversation. I bring it up only to address a question I'm asked time and time and time again. When exactly during pregnancy does the spirit enter the fetus? If you've ever seen me dodge the question, it's only because I can smell someone trying to pull me into a debate on abortion, and that happens to be one of those rare subjects, like politics, I simply won't debate. Of course, the actual answer to the question about when the spirit enters the fetus sounds like dodging, so I don't often bother to sidestep it. Here's the answer. It varies. Helpful, huh? But it's the truth. The spirit enters the fetus when it and God decide it's ready, which makes no sense at all if you believe our spirits kind of drop into this life from out of nowhere and nothingness. But if you believe our spirits are eternal, then you believe they always were and always will be, which means they already exist and enter the womb from wherever they've been. Where they've been, of course, is the other side, preparing to undertake another incarnation, and it's a long process once they've made the decision that it's something they need to do. They spend time with their spirit guide and orientation team, defining and refining the goals that are compelling them to leave home for a while. Based on those goals, they then compose an intricately detailed life chart to ensure that one way or another, those goals will be accomplished. After further refining their chart with the council, and being blessed with the angels the council is sending along to watch over them, they gather with their friends and loved ones in a magnificent building called the Towers to say farewell. They're then taken to a site on the other side of their choosing, where they're granted two hallowed audiences, one with their Messiah, followed by a brief, awesome glimpse of the materialized presence of Asna, the Mother God, to receive their prayers and promise them a safe trip home again. From there, they return to the Towers, to one of the departure rooms, where they're covered with warm blankets, gently eased into the peace of a twilight sleep, and begin the process of descent into the womb they've charted for their lifetime on Earth. There's no such thing as time on the other side, so it's impossible to calculate how long that entire process takes from beginning to end, but it's not something they rush, nor would we want them to. Since leaving home for this often overwhelming challenge called life is the bravest, most difficult series of decisions our spirits ever undertake. Maybe now you'll understand that I'm honestly neither dodging nor sidestepping when I say the spirit enters the fetus when the spirit and God decide it's ready. And that moment, when the spirit enters, is the real quickening.